A new organization of business leaders has formed to advocate for the legalization of adult use of cannabis in Indiana. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Samantha Horton reports Indiana Can argues that the potential tax revenue could bring $171 million into the state if it were to adopt Colorado's tax policy.
The nonprofit organization says the cannabis industry could help small communities in the state by providing a recession-proof industry. Organizers say every $1 of legal cannabis sold spurs an additional $2.50 in economic activity. Adam Gillette is a hemp grower and a board member of Indiana Can. He says he wishes Republican lawmakers that oppose legalization would spend time learning about cannabis and the industry.
And not thinking of this as gangsters and thugs, but really looking at how do we use our best resources in the state. We've got the right soil, we've got the right farmers, we have perfect conditions.
Indiana Senator J.D. Ford and Representative Jim Lucas both say they plan to propose legislation this session that would legalize cannabis for medical purposes. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton.